Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye. Shit.
This next bit now is actually the reason I wanted to do this thing, because this is I saw a post somewhere about this particular incident, and then I read about him more, got like sort of did the deep dive. So in 1971, Adrian had just beaten the world lightweight champion George Kidd, and he was asked to do a promotional match against none other than Jimmy Savile.
Now,
anyone from the UK will obviously know who that is, but for those who maybe live beyond a stretch of water and might not know, Jimmy Savile was a presenter and DJ in the 70s, who turned out to be a fucking massive paedophile.
In that
king
70s,
of the pedos.
Well, he was the start of like Operation U-Tree. So in the 70s, there was a few like TV celebrities who were the biggest, like they were the most, like, because there was only like three channels, especially the BBC. If you were a show on there, you were massive. And he had a huge, huge, huge show on there aimed at young people. And he was a prolific sex offender.
Huge nonce. Not to depress the pod, but he apparently sexually abused an estimated 450 people, 328 of which were children.
And he had that carte blanche. And people knew this for a while, apparently, about him. But there's a few around there. Yeah. But he died before people found this out. And then out from there, they had to do this thing called Operation U-Tree, where they found out loads of other people had done similar things. I won't explain this, because we have quite a lot of American listeners who might not understand the severity of him wrestling this
but
guy.
But he's a fucking terrible human being and a, like... I don't know. I say king of the pedos quite flippantly. I know, to try and use humor to mask the severity of it all. But he is kind of that. I doubt
Jack actually had a poster of him on his wall post the allegations, which makes it really bad.
Yeah, I put it up after.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh Jesus! Oh, maybe cut that. I don't know.
It's fine. I always find I find Savile jokes quite cheap and easy, so I don't think we should. It's actually low in our standard, so I don't think we should.
We're so highbrow usually as well.
Yeah,
but anyway, just to illustrate, he was a fucking terrible person a big old nonce. It's worth noting as well that at the time of this exhibition match they had, this wasn't known in the public circles. Turns out after Operation U-Tree and stuff, people did know about it, especially the BBC and whatever, and we're just letting him fucking run riot. But the match, anyway, that was set up, and the outcome was meant to be a draw, because it was, you know, meant to maybe a fun little charity match type thing. Adrian didn't want to do the match at first, because he thought it cheapened the sport, but because it was a charity gig, he reluctantly agreed. Before the match, Savile repeatedly bashed the sport of wrestling, saying it was all show and anyone could do it, etc., which also rubbed Adrian up the wrong way. Also, I don't know if this is 100% true, but from some sources I read, I'll do my notes, some said that Adrian had overheard Savile bragging to a colleague about sleeping with someone underage before the match. So he wasn't happy with that either.
Yeah.
So weirdly, during the match...
in like the 70s, 80s, that kind of stuff people would talk about. Like, you know, now, like, that's such a thing. We have such a clear morality, and like, people would, like, beat the shit out of someone if they said, oh, I did this. In, like, the 70s and 80s, people were just bragging about that. And also, Adrian's not the first person who's been rubbed up the wrong way by Jimmy Savile.
I
bet he's
literally after just saying Savile jokes are cheap.
It was so obvious, and I know someone at home was probably thinking, "Oh, why haven't they said that?" But it just because there is a thing
up
in
to the crowd.
There is definitely like people have said that for ages. Like, now people would go mental if that had happened. But the I once heard it that it was, oh no, I won't even say that.
Cut that one out. Well, you'll like Adrian even more now, right? So during the match, it began, Saville began taunting the exotic one, which the crowd apparently loved. But Adrian apparently went totally off script and he just started beating the shit out of Saville for real, like kicking and punching his head in. He said he was holding him in a headlock and he was ripping clumps of his hair out and his scalp was bleeding all over the ring. Like, literally just started kicking the shit out of him.
Saville so, basher.
So Adrian said about the match years later, after the truth about Saville came out and everything, this is, you know, decades past. He said, had I known then what I'd known about him now, I'd have given him an even bigger hiding.
Go on, Adrian.
But they had to call the match, I think. Anyway, that's what I could find. Several sources I looked at, they didn't tell you how the match ended, but a couple I read said that they basically declared Adrian the winner because Saville was like begging the organisers to end it because he was getting the fuck kicked out of him. So I thought that was very funny. Just the idea of like his hair being ripped out of his scalp.
And people who don't know what he looks like he's got wispy, long, dirty hair. And like,
yeah, he's got like long white hair. And yeah. He was so skinny and everything as well. Like, and this Adrian guy was obviously
like Mr. Monty Burns. If Monty Burns was like a 70s gym teacher. So he's
exactly. So that was good. I like that's what I first read about Adrian and Adrian Street. And I thought, oh, I'll do a whole thing on him. And it turns out he's got a good life, like an interesting life anyway. But
imagine
I just thought
that was
so
the only
funny
thing he'd done, and then we made a whole episode about that.
Yeah.